It was a product that Microsoft built from the ground up, started off as an underdog and had unparalleled success, and is now, you know, a true mission-critical part of most businesses across the world.
I never know how people are using Excel because it's used in so many different ways.
I think it's sort of a friendlier way to look at, do some number crunching, if you will. Excel actually changed the way business works, really by making it easy for people to use and to be able to make decisions and do calculations and put charts on their data.
We have financial companies that use it to crunch vast amounts of data to run simulations so they can help determine what's going to happen in the world. They don't just use Excel as the tool for writing formulas. They actually build solutions on top of Excel, things that have been running for 10, 15 years. We work with companies to make sure those things keep running with every new version of Excel. And these are critical, critical applications for their business that they need to keep their business running to stay ahead of their competitors.
I mean, not a day goes by where people don't have to make some sort of a decision and categorize their information in some meaningful way. And Excel just does it in a way that's accessible to most people.
You can't imagine where people have been empowered to start their own business because they have that at their fingertips.
Excel has expanded onto the web with the Excel web application. And 2010 was a big release where we brought a lot of functionality onto the web, where now you can just do a lot of Excel in the browser. You don't need the client app. You can do editing. You can do collaboration. You can do a lot of what we call one version of the truth. With a server product, you publish it onto the server. That's where it lives. There's only one place where that document lives, as opposed to as an attachment in 500 emails.
I worked a lot on our calc code, our recalc engine, and our dependencies. Worked a lot on our conditional formatting code, which has been a feature that's been around for a while, but we really added a lot to a lot of different styles, and really expanded that feature. We spent a lot of time trying to improve our performance, and I think we made great strides there.
Went to a bigger grid and our 64-bit Excel, and these are things we hadn't done in terms of expanding the grid to that dimension. So where people say, oh, Excel's an old code base, you can't do these big changes. And, you know, we say, you know what, we do them. And we do them all the time, and we're going to keep doing them. It's software. We can do whatever we want.
We go back to the beginning of Excel 25 years ago to now, there's been incredible transformation in terms of how people communicate. There's a lot more collaboration going on in the world. Corporations and organizations have a lot of information or data that's in back-end systems, and we need to be able to empower people to look at that data, twist it around, analyze it, pivot it, and examine it in different ways so that they can uncover some insights. So Excel plays a tremendous role in the whole business intelligence world by virtue of the fact that it's the tool that people use. It's the one that they actually touch. We think that we should be delivering a datagasmic experience to people. So if we think about Excel in the world where people have cell phones and they have all different kinds of mobile devices and they work in browsers and they have their PCs, you know, there's a version of Excel that pretty much runs on any device. If we look at what's out there today, we have the web application, which allows people to use Excel on any machine that doesn't have to have any software installed on it. And in that way, you can bring together a wide variety of groups who can work on a single spreadsheet at the same time, but the people that are working on it could be all over the world using whatever form factor is convenient for them.
People are going to want to be able to get at their data no matter where they are. They want to be able to get it anything, anytime.
And so we look at the cloud as a repository for these numbers, and then teams can work no matter where they are around the world, aiming at this one particular document that sits in the cloud. It's what makes it really accessible to people. So it doesn't matter whether you're sitting on the airplane with your Wi-Fi connection on your laptop, or at a coffee shop with an internet connection, or if you're on your phone. You know, all these people, no matter where they are and what form factors they're using, they can access that same piece of data in the cloud. There's ways of presenting the data to people in ways that they haven't even been able to imagine yet.
Excel is one of the most successful products in the history of software.
Excel is, I think it's really boundless because we've always been able to morph it into being able to have different capabilities that maybe weren't traditionally thought of as part of a spreadsheet.
You know, there are these transitions in the industry, and you have to be able to ride those transitions in order to stay on top.
The thing that keeps me excited about Excel is it's still constantly changing. There's never a release where I feel like, oh, we're done, let's quit.
Being next to a person on the plane and started talking, and they literally grabbed me by the shirt. You work on Excel? I love Excel.
People love Excel.